I know.
Hello, it's Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Haven't heard from you in a long time.
Good to hear your voice.
You too. Okay. He hasn't come on yet.
All right, thanks, Mama.
Put
Okay, stop.
a shove.
I'm gonna mute.
Okay. We're going to start. Tonight, a little unusually. Even for our Rosh Chodesh events. You will find the handout on the unique astrological times link, which is on any YHWH webpage. Underneath the two pictures that are on the right of the website on the webpage. When the unique astrological times link opens up, scroll down about 2 inches to where it says Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and we'll be utilizing the handout for the year 5779. But we're going to start out by saying the first 2 lines of the Shema Yisrael, and then by the abridged Kaddish, which you can find on the unique astrological times link about a quarter or about a half inch down from the top. The reason for the change is we need to be praying, we need to be recognizing the energy that is causing the divisions in the world, not just in our country or among people, but this energy of division we have to address. We have to recognize that this energy of division is an opportunity for us to transform ourselves. We need to recognize that these events in Pittsburgh and these events last night in Thousand Oaks, California, and these events in Syria, and these events in Yemen, each one of us has some form of responsibility for these events. And if we don't accept our responsibility and transform ourselves in this month of Kislev that starts yesterday and today, the month of Kislev that is the month of transformation, we will lose a great opportunity. How does one transform oneself? We're going to have that discussion tonight. But first, please join me in saying the Shema Yisrael. We do so by closing our eyes, by covering our eyes, and leaning slightly to the left. We're only going to say the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael, because it is sufficient to awaken within us the consciousness of unity, that we are one with God, and God is one with us. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And we are now going to say the abridged Shema, the abridged Kaddish. But first I'm going to read it in English, which is on the second page. Because we say Kaddish many times during the prayers. We say Kaddish many times dealing with the Tzaddikim. We say the Kaddish many times. What we need to understand about the Kaddish, we say it at times of mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. We say it at times around death, but there's no word in there for death. It's all about praising Hashem. It's all about recognizing that these events, as horrifying and horrific as they are part of God's plan. Doesn't have to be this way. But if it is this way, it did happen, it means that we have not progressed far enough. We have not transformed ourselves. And that is our important action to do during this month of Kislev, this month of miracles, this month of transformation, this month of the holiday of Hanukkah. Glorified and sanctified be Hashem's great name throughout the world, which He has created according to His will. May He establish His kingdom in your lifetime, and during your days, and within the life of the entire house of Israel, speedily and soon. blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled and honored, adored and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Beyond all the blessings and hymns, praises and consolations that are ever spoken in the world, may there be abundant peace from heaven and life for us and for all of Israel. And let us say, Amen.
Amen.
He who creates peace in his celestial heights, may he create peace for us and for all of Israel. And may we say, Amen. We will now say the Kaddish in the Hebrew, but it's not Hebrew, it's Aramaic. There are many reasons why it's Aramaic. In all the times that we say the Kaddish, it represents an elevator. An elevator that sometimes elevates us to a higher level, to a higher floor, and an elevator that sometimes brings us down. In the frame of prayer, we go up till we are standing in front of Hashem, speaking to Hashem from our hearts, and that is the prayer of the Amidah. And after we say the Amidah, we take the elevator back down to a soft landing in the physical world instead of a chaotic landing. Itkadal v'itkadash me'rabah, and may we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yamlich, malchute b'chayechon v'yomechon, u'chaye d'kol bet Yisrael. Bagalal vizman kariz, itbarach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnase, v'itadar v'italer v'italal shemei dekucha, v'eila min ko birkata, v'shirata tushpechata, v'nechamata da'amiran bi'alma. Tehe shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru, and may we all say Amen. O se shalom b'imromav, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru amen. Kodesh Tov. We will connect to our energy of certainty from the Parasha of Yitro, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, Pasuk 29, and we will start with the Lashem Yichud. L'shem yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu urchimu b'tchilu b'tchilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah v'hi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Anenan Bekutsha Berichu Oma Diaved Le'ela Wittata Tolayihu Kishot Yovada Bikshot Berleid Lach Mila Bialma divaye barnash sadah yaleya mineya ulamaga eya kalana tehakulhu ovada bishop inun wikola istirich the alma. We are starting on the handout, the Rosh Chodesh Kislev, for 5779. We're starting out about an inch down from the top where it says, the ancient wisdom about Kislev. The word Kislev can be translated as a throne for him. The first two letters, Taf Samach, is Kiseh. If it had an aleph on it, it would be a throne. But it does have an aleph, it's just been concealed by the Lamed Vav, which is a Hebrew word that translates as him. The word Kislev is found cognate, or a seat for a heart, a throne for the heart. Kislev is also the month that the Mishkan was completed, and also the month where it was set up for the first time, according to Midrash Bamidbar. The attribute during this month is Shina. Shina is the Hebrew word for sleep, but not just sleep. Transformation, which is what we are supposed to be doing when we sleep. We evaluate what we did during the day and transform what we did to be more positive. We can do that in our sleep because it's easier to transform, to change in the spiritual level than it is to change something that is already physically manifested. God forbid someone becomes ill. It's hard to heal that illness. But if we had done it in the spiritual level prior to the illness manifesting, we wouldn't even know it happened. And in ancient times, and even today for the students of the Kabbalah who have chosen to learn the tools, it represents, the month of Kislev represents dream journeys. Right now in our parasha of Lech Lecha, I'm confused, we are beginning next week. I just was preparing the Zohar class for the month, the parasha of Vayetze. And it was about dreams and visions and the differences and prophecy, the dream journeys, as the code word. Do you dream? Do you see a vision? A vision of the night or a vision of the day? And, of course, the level of prophecy. And another level that's even higher, that of the Talmid Chacham. This is the transformation tools. This is what the energy of Kislev supports. The throne for the heart. The seat that allows us to contemplate what we need to change about ourselves. The ancient tribal connection is not Naphtali, although that is the connection for the modern times. But the ancient relationship was with the tribe of God. God means fortunate, lucky, miraculous. And this is the reason that Hanukkah appears, manifests in Kislev. What is the holiday of Hanukkah? The holiday of lights. That's nice. What does it mean? There's a simple understanding of what light is. The sun and the moon, physical light, was created on the fourth day of creation, on Wednesday. But on the first day of creation, on Sunday, there was light. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. This is the creation. What is light? The words that the sages talk about, Or Ganuz. Or Ganuz is the light of fulfillment. You have access during the holiday of Hanukkah to the totality of the light of fulfillment of every desire. Why didn't you have it last Hanukkah? Why didn't you receive it? Because it can only come into a vessel that has been prepared to receive it. That's what the holidays in Tishrei are about. And that's what the manifestation of those holidays is in the month of Cheshvan. But of course, many of us made mistakes in Cheshvan. And Hashem in His mercy gives us the month of Kislev, the opportunity to transform ourselves so that we can receive the total light of Hanukkah. And all it takes, the tool to make your transformation, is called joy, happiness. How many of us were able to keep our joy and our happiness going during the chaos of Cheshvan? Remember, Kislev is about joy. Transformation is about joy. Not about being sad that you made a mistake. It's about being joyful that you can cleanse that mistake. The tribal totem is a very interesting teaching. The lioness is the totem. Notice it's the female lion, not the male lion. That lazy guy, he just sends his pride out to hunt for him. That lazy guy sits at home doing nothing. Not really true, but it appears that way. The lioness truly means, Lavi is the word, Lamed Bet Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph is an island. Lamed Bet is the heart. Of who is control of you? What makes you you? In the Western world, we have learned that it's the intellect, that it's a false teaching. What makes you you is your emotions, your heart. When they are controlled, when you are not reactive, when you stop your reactions, when you understand your unconscious motivations and you change those motivations. Binding by striking is the tool. The female lion is power in action. And the power is stopping your reactions. This is the transformation. The tribal is the costus, the koshet. The translation of this Hebrew word is correct, being right. The teaching of the Torah, before you correct someone, correct yourself. You cannot correct someone else without first having corrected yourself. This is an important teaching. This is the month of Kislev that helps you realize that. Accept your responsibility for the chaos in your life. All of it. The Thousand Oaks is 3,000 miles away from where I'm living. How is it my fault that some man was trained in an army and went out, came back to war, went out to war, came back with PTSD, and could not control his emotions and took it out with a gun and killed 12 people and injured 15 or more? How is it my responsibility? I wasn't even there. I didn't even know him. I never met him. How is it my responsibility? If you understand unity, you understand that you're in the same generation as that man. You're living on the earth at the same moment that that man was doing that action. And therefore, you are responsible, not the responsibility that you're going to become depressed over. Oh, woe is me. How horrible am I that I made these mistakes? No. It's called seeing the truth, that I am part of the generation. And being part of the generation, I need to know and change myself so that the generation no longer experiences these events. Well, how would, by changing myself, does that help to make sure that these events don't continue to happen? It's very simple. When I change myself, I reveal more light. Not the daylight, the sunlight, the moonlight. I reveal more organus, the light of creation, the light of fulfillment. And when there's more of this light available, then the person is able to see that he is out of balance and to seek help. The person can see that these other people didn't harm him. He doesn't need to defend himself against them. He doesn't need to attack them. All because I revealed more light, he can see. He has the free choice to see at any time. But when I reveal the light shines, and it's easier for him to see it. Sign of the zodiac during Kislev is the Keshet. Now, this is a very interesting word. Keshet is a bow or a rainbow. What is the difference between a physical bow that you shoot an arrow from or the rainbow that is the refraction of light? Is there a difference? Shoot a bow, and the arrow forms a rainbow. The arrow cannot go any other way but in the way of a rainbow. People do not shoot an arrow in a straight line to a target. They put it into an arc. The arc, a word in English that is cognate to the ark of Noah. The ark that is a protection shield. This is the energy of Sagittarius, the energy of Keshet, the energy of Kislev. The letters of the month. The letter Samach created the month of Kislev. The Gimel created the planet Jupiter, the planet Tzedek. Tzedek, justice. What is justice? If someone, God forbid, kills another person, what is the justice? Judgment would be that he has to be killed by that exact same soul. Justice is the injection of mercy into judgment, to act with judgment. We here, in today's world, we are a nation of laws, referring to America. We are a nation of laws. We are a nation of judgments. But that's not what the Torah teaches us. The Torah teaches us to be a nation of justice. Justice is hard to fathom. It's hard to define. It's hard to know. Sit on a parole board. The man in front of you, coming for his parole, did horrible deeds, horrible actions. Is it justice for him to be released from prison? First off, the Torah has no prisons. unless you call the city of refuge a prison. And the city of refuge was there so that the person who committed the accidental murder could learn how to change himself so that he would not do it again. And therefore, the person living in the city of refuge, since he's not the same person, it's no longer justice to keep him in jail and judgment. The month of Kislev is the month of justice, Tzedek. But the planet Tzedek, Jupiter, is an unusual planet. It constantly grows. It constantly expands. And this is the nature of the Sagittarius. This is the nature of the energy we are going to be influenced by. Constant expansion, constant growth, constant change, constant transformation, if only we would allow it. If only we recognize it, and whatever that happens, to be joyful and happy that we are changing for the better. Even when we fall spiritually, the change is for the better. Doesn't feel like it. It still hurts. It doesn't hurt as much if you're happy. It doesn't hurt as much if you're happy. It doesn't hurt as much if you're smiling, if you're joyful, if you're working to transform yourself rather than the pain and suffering being the motivation of your change. Permutation that we will utilize in a little bit when we read the Anabakoa, when we sing the Anabakoa, is Vav Yud Hey Hey. The Samach and the Gimel. It stands for Somech Solim Noflim. The nun drops off. The support of the poor, the support of the weak, the support of the less advantaged. This is the nature of the month of Kislev, to support your weakness to be changed to your strength. Vav Yud Hey Hey, keep that in mind. The only letter that is in the right place is the physical world, the last Hey. The essence of Vav Yud Hey Hey is permutation. Is to recognize that the laws of the physical world are impacted by the laws of spirituality, by the laws of heaven, by the natural laws in the higher world. And the Vav Yud Hey Hey brings those natural higher laws down and connects them to the physicality. We will study the holiday of Hanukkah. We're not going to do it tonight because of time. We will study it during the holiday itself. We will learn about the Organus, the light of fulfillment, and how do I connect to it. But the main focus, the way you connect to the Organus, and any day of the year, but it's easier in Kislev, is to remain happy. But the month of Kislev is the month of darkness. We just changed the time zone. We have longer days. The longest day of the year appears in the month of Kislev. The most darkness. But always remember, it is always darkest before the dawn, and the darkness is where the light is revealed. Be happy. Be joyful. This is a month of dreams, of visions. This is a month that you will receive more dreams. But someone will say, but I never dream. Well, we all know that everybody dreams. You just may not remember your dream. You may not have the merit to remember your dream. So be joyful that you don't have the merit and change yourself to have the merit. It is very important to interpret those dreams, especially during Kislev. As a dream that is not interpreted is like a letter that you didn't open. The dream will manifest, but if it's not interpreted, how would you know that it's being manifested? It's very important to interpret dreams, but only by someone who is assisting you to interpret your own dream. Only someone who loves you. Only someone who is going to always say a positive outcome. Because a dream manifests the way it's verbalized in its interpretation. I've told these stories in my classes, but quickly. In Jerusalem during temple times, there were 22 different dream interpreters. Good interpreters. They charged money to get an interpretation. Today we might call them a psychic. Today we might call them an astrologer. Today we might call them a Reiki master. 22 dream interpreters. And one of the sages, as a test, had a dream. And he took that dream directly to all 22 dream interpreters. And he paid their fee. And he received 22 different interpretations. And guess what? All 22 manifested in his life. The way a dream is interpreted is the way it will manifest. It isn't about telling you the truth, because your words become the truth. That's something to contemplate in your dreams and in visions. What is the truth? Are my words my truth? Or am I fooling myself? This is a month that it is important to pray for the healing of the sick, meaning it's important to be saying the healing prayers of the Shema Yisrael, the healing prayers of El Na Rafan Nala, the healing prayers of Mem He Shin, the healing prayers. Me'olam Hu Shemecha. First letters are Mem He Shin. These tools of healing. What is an illness? What is a sickness? It's a manifestation of a negative action that you have done. Don't feel guilty that you did it. Don't feel badly that you did it. Recognize it for what it is, a manifestation of a negative action that you have done. Once you accept the responsibility of that negative action, there's no need for the illness to remain and it'll go away. Once you accept your responsibility, you can begin the tool of Teshuvah. The tool of returning to Hay, of returning to Hashem, getting closer to Hashem. During Kislev, every person will be influenced by the opportunity to see outside of your comfort zone, to realize that you're living in your comfort zone. Isn't that what everybody wants? I want to be serene. I want to have peace. I want to have serenity. I want to be in my comfort zone where everything is beautiful and nobody disturbs me. But that's not what this world is about. You're not here to be comfortable. You're here to see the truth so that you can change and transform yourself. In conclusion, and we're not going to conclude because we will do the Anava Koach and do our connection that helps us achieve light, revelation, and happiness and joy. Most people find the holiday of Hanukkah likable, happy. Kislev serves as a happy time that separates the difficult months of Cheshvan and Tevet. Kislev is like the pause. There is one additional secret about Kislev that I want to share with you. Kislev can be seen as two words. Kisei, which means throne, and the number 36, Lamed Vav. As the throne of 36 Kislev allows us to recognize the tzaddikim in our world, what is not recognized by most people is there are two sets of tzaddikim, the 36 revealed tzaddikim and the 36 concealed tzaddikim. Total? 72 tzaddikim. As a student of Kabbalah, you need to realize that these 72 tzaddikim provide for the world's continued existence. And here is a final secret about Kislev. The last letter of Kislev is a Vav that can be substituted for a Bet. Then the word becomes the throne of the heart. We discussed it earlier, but I didn't explain that it's because of the letter transformation associated with the parts, the sounds of the mouth. During Kislev, there is an opportunity to transform our world based on judgment into a world that is based on mercy, on justice, with its emphasis on mercy. Let us all do our spiritual work this month of Kislev and make that happen in our lives. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach Gedulat Yemincha Tati Berura Aleph Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. This first verse, the six letters have a gematria of 506, and this connects to the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. This first verse is about chesed, about loving kindness. The second verse, Kabel rinat amcha sagbeinu taharenu no ra. Tufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. These six letters spell Kra Satan. Kra meaning to tear up, and Satan, Satan, that negative force, that opponent that isn't a bad guy, he's just trying to test us. And we don't like being tested because we might fail. Rearrange the letters, and it hints to us about the Kra, the Sha'ar Ketan, the small gates. The second verse of the Ana Bekoach is the verse that connects to the month of Kislev. How can I be happy? Because I'm tearing up Satan. Just by being happy. He is reactive. If he tests me and I pass, if he tests me and I'm happy that I failed, he goes crazy in his reaction. And his reactions become his chaos. He lives in the same set of rules, the same set of laws that we do. The boomerang law works on him as well as us. Kra Satan, tear up Satan, eliminate your negativity, remain happy, be happy. Please rise. Prepare yourself to dance. Prepare yourself to sing. Prepare yourself to remain happy. Why, hey, why, oh, hey, 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 hey. dance around your room. Why, oh, hey, hey. 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 Reveal that organ news. Reveal that fulfillment. Why, oh, hey, hey. Why, oh, hey, hey. Thomas Gimel is Hashem. At the level of Bina, the energy store. The level of Bina, the energy store. Go up in Hanukkah. The energy store is open. Organuz is revealed. Bring it down and use it in the world. Transform yourself. Why, oh, hey, hey. 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 Nagi Bor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat Shamren. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. The first three letters, Nun Gimel Dalet, represents Parnassah, sustenance, fulfillment of all of your desires. Yud Kaf Shin is a feel, it's a healing sequence. What is the healing? It fools Satan. Just as Jacob in Vayetze fools Satan. Just as Jacob fooled Esau to take the firstborn rights. Fooling Satan. The cancer cell, the virus invades the cell, and it transforms the cell into constant expansion, growing faster, getting warmer, using up the energy. This is what cancer does. Yud Kaf Shin takes that cancer cell, the tumor, God forbid, it takes these cells and it makes them appear like they're dead, like there's no more energy there. And what does Satan do when there's no more energy? He leaves. And then what happens? Satan is left. The cell becomes alive. The cell becomes expanding in a positive way. Vachem tacharem rakame sikatha tamid gamlen betet reish tzaditat gimel. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of eternity, eternal victory, the Sephirah of Netzach. Once Satan is fooled, he doesn't come back. Once upon a school, eternal victory manifests. Kasim Kadosh, Tiro Tuka, Nael Adata, Etufet Tet Nunayim. This connects to the sequence, and the sequence connects to the Sephirah code, and it's an inner essence of appreciation and thankfulness. Thankfulness to Hashem for providing these tools that we utilize. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zochre kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, which is an aspect of creation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Chinkufav Sadiyata. Shinin Kuf 400. 400 is the four worlds in that perfected state of 10 times 10, their completed state of 10 times 10, the last four numbers. The last four letters, the gematria 506, like the first verse. And it's connecting to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And it reminds us that the path to completion, the path to perfection, is through the injection of unconditional love, of all that mercy to create justice, all that love to remove the negativity and only perform positivity. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. This is the end of our class. It's not the end of the month of Kislev. It's the beginning. It's Rosh Chodesh. Utilize Vav Yud Hey Hey all through tomorrow until Shabbat, until evening. Utilize the tool. Transform your life. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning, Friday morning, Rosh Chodesh, we will be studying Psalms 43 and 44, or maybe it's 42 and 43, but there's two short Psalms in a row, and we will study them both. That's at 7 a.m. West Coast time. I wish you all a happy month, a month filled with transformative energy, transforming yourself and helping others transform as well. Shabbat Shalom, Kodesh Tov, Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful month.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.